We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the
day. Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Tina Dobbs, sitting in the driver's seat this morning. My beautiful sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, is over there running the iPad for us. And our guest this morning is our brother in Christ, Rick Spain. How are you this morning?
I'm not ready.
It's on. I turned it on.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, you know what? We have a little party in here before the... was I supposed to say that? Oh.
No, yeah. Supposed to say you party in here, Rick. You're going to get us in trouble with Mama Neva.
Yeah. Yeah. Neva, no. You are invited. You're invited. Yeah, yeah, it's good to be here. Yeah, it's good to be here.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send them to us three ways. You can email it to ourpower32@gmail.com. You can comment on the Facebook post, or you can send it to us on Facebook Messenger. We would do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and I'll do my best to get that uploaded shortly after the program has ended. Our Facebook sponsor for today is the Refuge Church, now located at New Liberty in Sarah, Oklahoma, Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Please like, share, and comment to let us know you're joining us, even if it's the replay. And we will have a word from Pastor Dwight on the Truth broadcast this morning. Shortly after this program is ended, we will reset up the iPad and our... title for today is God is Working.
Is it going to be live?
No.
It's not going to be live.
He's not in the building. However.
Oh, okay.
We have. You were waiting for that one. Yeah, you? However. However, we do have a message from him on the Truth broadcast.
And it's not in two parts like ours is.
No. It's yeah. A one segment.
Yeah, because he's more popular. He's more popular than we are.
He's really good at putting it all together and sending it to us.
Yeah.
We don't have to do anything. He does someday, all his own editing.
Someday, I'm going to be like you, Dwight. Someday.
Okay.
No, you do a good word. I'm giving you a hard time. Yes, he does.
And it always flows with whoever's here.
What's the title?
Yours is Whose Voice Are You Listening To?
And his is God
and
is
his
Working.
His is God is Working. The Holy Spirit always flows it together up in this room. Yeah, it amazes me.
It is. It's absolutely amazing. All right. Do we want to start out in prayer?
Yes. Will you pray to start us out?
Lord, we love you and we bless you, Lord God. I'm just so honored to be in this room with these two ladies, Lord God, and their dedication. Father, I pray that your favor and your blessing be upon them, Lord God, for what they are doing for your kingdom. Lord God, I'm thankful for it, thankful for the opportunity. Father, for the word today, Lord God, I pray, give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart, a changed heart that we might do, Lord God, and I'm thanking you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. So this is interesting, which is, you know, there's a lot of times that I come into this room. Before I come into this room, I'm praying. You know, I pray, Lord, what do you want me to share? And there's times when he gives me absolutely nothing. You know, but he gives me a title, you know, and so, and we come in here and you know, I couldn't tell you how it works out. It just does. And it's usually pretty good, I think.
The Holy Spirit's cool like that.
Yes, he is. You know, well, this morning I'm up, having my encounter with the Lord, and I'm reading the scriptures, and all of a sudden something clicked in my head. Oh yeah, I have to be in Elk City today. And so that's no problem. Holy Spirit remembered. Yeah, Monica's supposed to remind me because Rick.
He's always got
because of Rick, not because of Monica, because of Rick. You know. So anyway, you know, I'm thinking, what am I going to talk about? And you know, I'm not freaking out because, you know, like I said, I've been through several encounters with the Lord where I had nothing to say except for a title, you know, and then the Holy Spirit just comes through, you know. But today, you know, I'm asking the Lord, I was reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 this morning, and that's one of our part of our text today. And it says, for the kingdom of God is not just words, but it is power. It's not just words, but it is power. And, you know, he just made that so clear to me. You know, and that's what brought this all about. Whose voice are you listening to? Now, I know you get a lot of useless information there, but I just want you to know that wherever you are, however you feel, whether you feel prepared or whether you don't feel prepared, he's there with you. And the things that you are searching for, a lot of times we're uncovering this, uncovering that, and we're projecting to, you know, what's going to happen if I don't have this or if I don't have that. And, you know, when we finally get set still and we rest in the Lord, we realize what we needed was right there in front of us, you know. And so I just want to encourage you guys today. So the kingdom of God is just not about words, but about power, you know. And so obviously, you know, I look as a Christian, I don't get totally engrossed in it, but I do get engrossed in it. And that is the condition of our world and the evidence that's all around us, you know, and the direction we're going. And you think 20 years ago, who would have thought we are where we are today? You know, and it's just more evidence of the soon coming of our Lord Jesus. You know, we may be experiencing some difficult circumstances or difficult places in life right now. But I'm going to tell you, when Jesus comes and takes us out, that's when all hell breaks loose, folks. It's going, oh my gosh, it is going to be terrible. And so what's happening now is just a setup. It's just a setup for when the church is removed. Because, what is it, 1 Thessalonians 4, I believe, it says that the man of lawlessness cannot be revealed until that which hinders is taken out of the way. Now, I just want to let you know that scripture's not talking about you. And it's not talking about me. It's talking about who's in us. That's what it's talking about. And so if you think it's about us, no, it's not about us. It's about the one who is in us. And this is so important for us to understand this morning. You know, so if you look at the evidence all around our world, you know, and the things that, you know, what they're doing in the government or what they're doing in the school's education system or monetary, whatever. Everything is changing. Mm-hmm. Everything's changing. You know, the evidence is all around us. You know, that's just the condition of where we are. But if you don't recognize where you are, then you're equally not going to recognize where you're heading. You know, and you said something about that earlier, Monica. You know, it's, if we don't remember what we came from, then we're going to get a inflated opinion of who we are, and think, you know what, you know, well, I don't do that anymore. And it's interesting to me that the sin that I recognize in somebody else more quicker than any other is the one that I was delivered out of. Man, I could see it. And, you know, the religious tendency is to point the finger and say, you know, get up, do something about it. You know, I think about I never was on the street corner with a sign, but I wasn't far from it. You know, and I was, you know, in Oklahoma City yesterday and driving, and, you know, they're on the corners, and you're thinking, you know, that's what I was talking about, Tina, about that compassion. You know, it's just hard for me to be compassionate. You know, you got yourself in that position. You know, so I'm trying to change my mindset and say, Lord, how do you see them? What is it you want me to, is there something you want me to say? Whatever, you know, whatever it is. So instead of looking out and judging as it appears, look in. And that's so important for us, you guys. So, you know, the evidence of our world, you know, and this is something I want to bring into the equation, too. It's what I call the technique of the enemy. Now, the scripture says, it's in 1 Corinthians, I can't remember where, but it says, brothers, sisters, brethren and sistern, don't be ignorant of the enemy's tactics or schemes. Don't be ignorant. You know, and so if he's telling us not to be ignorant, then it must mean that we can understand and know. This is what he does. So I want to share, this is how the enemy works from the beginning of time. He introduces a concept, introduces an idea, you know, and he throws it out there, and you know, it's not a common idea, it's an uncommon idea. And so he throws that out, and then once he gets the idea out there, then he promotes it. This is a good idea. This is a great idea. This is going to make you a better person. It's going to help fill that void that's on the inside of you. Introduce and promote, and then once it's fully promoted, he normalizes it and say, this is acceptable. Okay, let's look at a couple of different things here. One, you know, obviously they're obvious things, such as woman's reproductive rights. Well, what is that? A reproductive right. You know, well, that's, they're talking about abortion, right? Talking about abortion. Yeah. So it's, you know, so used to, it was abortion. It wasn't reproductive right. It was an abortion. Then it went to a choice. Now it's the women's productive right. But, you know, in reality, you know what it really is? Killing babies. It's killing babies. You know, and so we have gone from killing babies to a woman's reproductive right. Now, I do want to add this in here because, you know, it's kind of strange, but I have never heard. There's no scientific discovery. There's no information that I've found where a woman can get pregnant by themselves. It just doesn't. I don't think it can happen. It can't. I got women in here, so they're telling me, no, it can't. So, you know what? It's not, when you're looking at, you see what the enemy has done? Mm-hmm. He's introduced, he's promoted, now he's normalizing. You know, and so, you know, we've got what you call, what I call the gay agenda. So now it's LGBT, yeah, all that stuff. what you know what two things that are very controversial in the world that we live in today, and I choose those two things absolutely. I choose them. Yeah, you know what? The longer we keep our mouth shut, the worse it's going to get. And so, you know, and what we're looking at is what, you know, how this is transformed into the rights of the individual. Now, you know what? Whether you agree or not, that's not the point. You know, so I'm listening to a guy last night as I'm dozing off to sleep. And so this is a Christian college. I mean, it's a teacher. He's bringing out, teaching kids, you know, or young men and women. And he's talking about the encounters that we have in confronting the issues of today. And so what we typically try to do is we look at, well, how is it that we got out of that? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, well, Lord saved me. And then I began the indoctrination. The indoctrination is, don't do this, don't do that, you know, and all these thoughts, you know, and without reason. There's no reason in there. It's like, don't do this. Bible says don't do it, you don't do it. Well, you know what? I'm one of those type people, you know. Give me a reason. I want to know why. And that's why Rick Spain's on this program this morning, because I want to know why. And you know what? When you ask God a question, he'll give you an answer. Mm-hmm. And so when we're confronting the world, and I may be getting the cart before the horse here, what I mean is I might be going to the end, but when we are encountering people of the world that are indoctrinated in this, they're in the enemy's trap. We have to understand this. They can't see like we as believers see, but it's our responsibility as believers to see. That's our responsibility. And so when we are arguing, discussing, whatever. Now understand that your argument or your discussion is not going to change anybody's mind. If you think it is, then you're going to keep on arguing and discussing. What is going to change people is the truth. And so the truth is, it's not about a woman's reproductive right. It's about murder. It's not about the gay agenda. It is, what does that produce? And see, you know, I was thinking about this. So Monica and I both have come out of, you know, some pretty rough stuff. You know, I mean rougher than most. And you know, if somebody would have educated me and said, hey, you know what you're doing right now, this is where it's going to take you. Now, as a teenager, obviously, I knew everything, you know, but if somebody would have come in and just kept at me on that and say, hey, this is where you're going to be, because I know where it leads. And so this is what we got to look at, you know. So we want easy answers is what we want. And so what's taking place in our world today is an education process. It's an education process. I'm going to read this. You know, I know that, you know, sometimes. Now, this is a little bit of a deeper thought here, so I'm going to try to explain it to you. If you don't understand it after my explanation, I'm going to give you Monica's phone number and you can ask her. So this is, I'm going to try to bring it in everyday terms. But our opinion and view of life is based upon presupposition and premise. So presupposition is the thought that, you know what, this is the way life is. And so I am going to adjust my living according to my opinion. This is the way life is. Presuppose. You presuppose. So let's say you're having an encounter with someone, and you know this person, and you're going to have this encounter. And so what does your brain do? It calculates and click, 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 you know, all things coming together. And in your mind, you're thinking, this is what's going to happen. This is how they're going to react. You presuppose. Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's what life does to us. It presupposes. So, and this is where the enemy gets us and attacks us, is that presupposition, predisposal, or how we've reacted before. How does he understand your weaknesses? He watches your life. And if he, you know, if he's got you indoctrinated in a view, and it, that view is a wrong view, then that presupposition, what does it do? It brings out a premise. So the premise is that you make decisions based on how you see life. That's the premise. The premise, this is the thought you're going to have, and that's, you know, like when you're having an encounter with someone, you're already thinking, well, this is what they're going to do. You might be wrong, you might be right, but you're making a decision, and how you encounter that person is based on that. That's the premise or the decision. This is what I'm going to do. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay. So the presupposition develops an outline through which we view all of life. It's not just part of life. Your presupposition, how you see life, that's how you view all of life, whether it's right or wrong. You see it that way. And so what happens to us, and that is what happens to us and around us. So the premise pulls from that view and how we encounter life and directly in our choices and the direction of our life. I'm sorry you're having to go through this early in the morning. But it's good. Who you are on the inside is directly affected by these filters. This is where Christ's sacrifice is vital. This is it, folks. And I can talk to you about it, you know. The preacher can talk to you about it. Everything around you can tell you this one thought. But until it becomes a part of you, you won't understand it. Christ's sacrifice was meant to deal with whatever you're going through right now. And so what we do is we look at God in this presupposed idea that, you know what, I'm going through a bad situation and God wants to take me out of this bad situation. And, you know, as life goes on and we see, well, God's not taking me out of this. And so what we do, we get this idea, well, you know what, God, sometimes he just wants you to suffer. You know, there's just times where he's going to turn his head on you. Never, ever. Never, ever. So then what is it that we're missing? See, when we miss it in the first thought, we're missing it in the second thought. First thought is what's going on around us. The second thought, and the most important thought, is what's going on in you. That's the most important thought. Because that's where God's eyes are. You know, if we were to, in our relationship with God, if God was to do everything that he wanted us to do in our life, what would he become to us? He would become a servant. Lord, well, you know what? Lord, you're good. You're good. Thank you, Lord. I love you. You know what? Oh, I'm going to bow down. I'm going to worship you. And you know what? I'm even going to give you praise. Thank you. I'm going to thank you in advance because I know it's going to turn in my favor. That's where we miss it, folks. Now, you may be in a bad, bad situation. I'm not minimizing this. I don't want to make it as if it's nothing. But I do want you to know that what Jesus paid for included what you're going through right now. It included it. And so instead of focusing so much on what's going around you, allow him to expose what's in you. Because, see, God's pretty smart. He's a pretty smart feller. Can I say that? Do you understand that country English? I know you girls do. I'm hoping you guys do. So I think he's about got everything figured out. And so, you know, the thing is, it's like raising a child. You know, when you're raising a child, you don't want to be that child servant. Well, you know, I'm hungry. Can you go fix me something to eat? Well, yeah, we'll do that for a while. But after a while, you know what? We're going to teach you how to cook. Mm. We're going to teach you how to, you know. Now, in my household, that happened early. it happened early. So, you know, and that's the way God is with us. If he can change us on the inside, the outside loses effect. And can I just bring this thought in? Because it usually happens this way. This is not the direction I was intending on going this morning. But it's this is good stuff, isn't it? It's good stuff. So, now, where was I? Yeah, on the inside. Who you are is directly affected by these filters. Okay. This is where Christ's sacrifice is vital. What he did was not to provide a new overview. He affected change on the inside. That's the work of Christ. That is the work of Christ. See, in our churches today, we're figuring out how to be more successful. We're figuring out how to overcome. And you know what? This is really good. We need to learn these things. But until we have that real change on the inside, we're going to continue to go around that same mountain. Mm-hmm. We will. I know. I know. Okay. So remember, he does not change. Ever. Never. Never changes. What's around us is changing all the time. It's changing. He doesn't. He doesn't ever change. And so that's another place where we get confused and we think, well, you know what? God forgot about something. He's got to make an adjustment. You know, and if you read the scriptures, you'll think, well, you know what? He did make adjustments. Okay, so when we look at a presupposition, our view, our presupposed view, I want you to include this. When you're thinking about God, include this in how you see life. Good God, bad devil. Pardon me. Write this down. Think about it. Meditate on it. Whatever you're going through, put this at the forefront. Good God, bad devil. If it's good, it's God. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. If it's bad, it's the devil. The devil comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Remember, so he does not change. And so if we get this in our concept, he doesn't change, And we'll all agree with that. God doesn't change. Any disagreements here? Nope, he doesn't change. Any disagreements out there? If there is, you need a new revelation of him. He doesn't change. He doesn't say, oops, I forgot. Mm-mm. Ever. When you tell him about what you're facing, that's not new information to him. He knew even before you got there. Jesus paid for that. So, as we allow him to live in us, then we change. We change. Mm-hmm. Because, and that's the thing. Jesus said, build your house on my words. Build your house. That's the foundation of your life. And so, see, when we come, as we're dealing with life, there's parts of our foundation that's not good. Now, don't worry about that, because God's got ways going in there and fixing it. And that's not on the outside, it's on the inside. So he, when you think about presupposition and premise, he is the presupposition and premise of everything. There is nothing that exists that he wasn't a part of. You know, it's interesting. You think about creation, and you think, well, God's figuring this stuff out. Well, you know, what do we need to do to make this all work? Well, you know, I mean, that thought, this is a good thought. You know, create a plant that has the ability to produce its own seed. Man, that's a good idea. What do you think about that, Jesus? That's a good idea. And so, let's do that. So, whenever that plant grows, it's going to produce fruit, and it's going to produce a seed, and it'll produce just like the other one. You know, we kind of get this concept about God. You know, Jesus, Holy Spirit, what do we got in the cabinet there? What do we got in the cabinet to make this happen? No. Everything was created by him. Everything. Well, where did the stuff come from? Did he pull it out of a cabinet? Did he say, well, we're going to need this ingredient and this ingredient? No. It came from him. Everything came from him. I want to go a different direction.
Would now be a good time for prayer requests? You're good.